朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们今天要读的圣经比较长。
The scripture verses that we're going to read today are comparatively long.
因为我们今天要从撒母耳记下的第二章第十二节一直读到第三章的三十九节。
Because the verses that we want to read is starting from 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12 to chapter 3 verse 39.
因为这个章节很长
Because the verses are so long
所以我不要我们现在一起读
So I'm not asking us to all read it together
但是我请你们把圣经打开
However, I ask that you open up your Bible
请你翻到第二章
Open up your Bible to chapter 2, 2 Samuel
从十二节开始
Starting from verse 12
开始注意的看一下
and started to pay attention to look at it a little bit
然后我们就从这一段的圣经一起来看一看
and then together from this verse let's look at it together
看看神要借着这一段圣经对我们说什么
and to find out what God wants to speak to us about through these verses
所以撒母耳记下第二章
therefore 2 Samuel chapter 2
你从十二节开始往后面看
Starting from verse 12 to read on
你不一定要看完
You may not have to read all of it
你就这样子先赶快的看一下
But just skim through it quickly
如果你真的希望你的生命中没有好事你就继续这样子想 你的生命中所有的好事都会没有
If you hope that nothing good will come out of your life then you can continue to think like that and truly nothing good will come inTo your life.
基督徒的生命有很多的好事。
There are many good things in a Christian's life.
但是呢，这些好事它有一个特点。
But there is a special characteristic of these good things.
就是多磨。
That there are many trials to it.
要搞很久。
It takes a long time.
很麻烦。
Troublesome.
没有那么顺利的。
Not so smooth.
想一想神答应大卫做王
Think about it. God promised David to be king.
是不是好事
Was that good?
当然是很好的好事嘛
Of course it's something good.
大卫是一个可怜的牧羊人
David is a very pitiful shepherd.
神居然拣选他做神百姓的王
God actually chose him to be the king of the people.
这可真是个好事
That truly is a good thing.
但是这件好事有没有多磨啊
However, through these good things, is there many trials to it?
大卫自从被膏作王以后就开始一波未平一波又起。
Since David was anointed to be king, waves after waves of trouble come after him.
他要逃难。
He has to run for his life.
他要被扫罗追杀。
He was being pursued to be killed by Saul.
哎呀，他还要跟那个腓力士人的王打交道。
And he also need to associate with the king of Philistines.
他还要跟他自己的人来搞半天。
He actually has to deal a lot with his own people for so long.
真的很头痛。
Truly is a lot of headaches for him.
终于。
Finally.
有一天。
One day.
犹大支派接纳了大卫作王。
The tribe of Judah has accepted David as king.
好了吧
So isn't that good then?
没有啊
No.
还有十一个支派
Another 11 tribes there still.
还不接受他做王
They still did not accept him as king.
当大卫在那里做了犹大王以后
When David was there being king of the tribe of Judah.
大卫是不是开始在那边英文叫 propaganda, 就是用各样的宣传手段让另外十一个支派知道说你们不让我做王你们可惨了赶快让我做王吧不然我要修理你们有没有
Was David there using all kinds of propaganda to promote himself to tell them that I'm king, you better come submit to me or I will give you a lot of troubles?
你们不要忘记，那个时候整个以色列国的军队已经被非利士人打跑了。
Don't forget that the army of the whole Israelite army was being defeated by the Philistine already.
那个时候只有大卫有军队啊。
At that time, only David has the army.
但是大卫没有去让以色列人接纳他做王。
However, David did not try to get the Israelite people to accept him as king.
他在那里耐心等候。
He was there waiting patiently.
他等候神的时间。
He's waiting for God's timing.
他等候神的方法。
He's waiting for God's way of doing it.
我们这些人呢？
We, these people,
我们既不喜欢等神的时间，
Not only do we not like to wait for God's timing,
我们也不喜欢神的方法。
We also don't like God's methods.
我们最好希望什么事情都是现在立刻马上。
We so hope that everything that we want, it will come immediately, simultaneously.
有一个小孩子，
There is a child,
听到一个传道人讲道，
When he heard a preacher preaching,
告诉他说，忍耐是所有美德的妈妈。
Telling him that being patient is the mother of all virtues.
一个人如果有了忍耐的这个德性，
And if a person has a virtue of perseverance or patience,
上帝会大大的祝福这个人。
God will greatly bless this person.
这个年轻人听得很兴奋。
And this young person, after he heard it, was very excited.
他就跑去找那个传道人。
He went to look this preacher up.
他说，我怎么样才可以有忍耐。
So he's asked, how can I have perseverance then?
那个传道人用一招传道人最喜欢用的方法。
So then this preacher used a method that is most favored by the preachers.
去跟上帝祷告了。
Just pray to God then.
然后这个年轻人就跑去祷告了。
Then this young person went to pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Lord Jesus,
求你给我忍耐。
I ask that you give me patience and perseverance.
And give me now.
现在就给我。
这就是我们的问题。
And this is our problem.
大卫没有这个问题。
David does not have such a problem.
他耐心等候。
He waited patiently.
但是请问各位，
However, let me ask you all.
当大卫在等的时候，
When David was waiting,
大卫的仇敌有没有在等呢？
Was David's enemies also waiting?
没有。
No.
大卫的仇敌可是想方设法，
David's enemy tries their utmost with every method,
要不让大卫做王，
To stop David from being king.
那大卫的仇敌呢？
Then David's enemies then,
在我们今天所读的这段圣经里面，
In this part of the Bible that we just read today,
基本上有两大类。
There are basically two categories.
有一类是公开的跟大卫作对。
The first category is publicly opposing David.
有第二类呢，
The second category
是不体贴大卫的心肠，帮大卫的倒忙。
And is not considering David's hearts and minds, but try to help him, cause him trouble.
我们今天在地上，
Today on earth,
其实耶稣基督也在等着做王。
Actually, Jesus Christ is also waiting to be king.
他要成为全宇宙的王。
He wants to be the king of all universe.
那这个世界上也有两种人在反对，在阻止耶稣做王。
There are also two types of people in this world to try and stop and oppose Jesus as king.
有一种人就是直接的公开的叛逆。
One type is publicly rebelling against him.
就是贾尼尔做代表的。
And using Janier as the representative.
有第二类的人，
The second type of people,
是所谓服侍耶稣的人。
It's the so-called people who are serving the Lord Jesus.
但是他不体贴耶稣的心肠。
But he's not being considerate of Jesus' hearts and mind.
他是在那里帮耶稣倒忙的人。
He's there actually doing the opposite to give him trouble.
他们干的事儿，
The things that they're doing,
就是要真正会发生的果效，就是延迟耶稣的作王。
The effect that they're causing is to procrastinate and delay Jesus as king.
我们读的这一段圣经
this part of the Bible that we just read,
如果你看贾尼尔这个人
if you look at this person, 贾尼尔
这一段圣经可以分作三段
And this part of the Bible can be separated into three divisions.
这三段就讲到三重的失败。
And this Bible talk about three levels of failures.
拦阻神的国度。
He who is hindering the kingdom of God.
第一重的失败。
The first failure.
是攻击的失败。
Is the failure of attacking.
第二层的失败。
The second level of failure
是计谋的失败
A failure in scheming
第三层的失败
The third level of failure
是谈判的失败
Is in negotiating the failure in that direction
第二章从十二节到末了就是讲到攻击怎么失败
Chapter 2 starting from verse 12 to the end is talking about the failure of attacking
当人想要用武力抵挡神的国度
When men try to use violence to resist God's kingdom
注定失败
They are destined to fail
你如果读第二章十二节开始那里
If you started reading from verse 12 in chapter 2
他说尼尔的儿子贾尼尔和扫罗的儿子以斯波设的仆人从马哈涅出来往基遍去
There it says Abner son of Ner together with the men of Isbosheth son of Saul left Mahanaim and went to Gibeon
这一节圣经如果你不懂得圣经的一些地理的话
If you do not understand the geography of the Bible from this verse here
这节圣经对你来讲是一点意思都没有
This verse from the Bible will be totally meaningless to you
可是如果你懂得一点点圣经的概念
However, if you have just a little bit of concept of the Bible
你就知道这个是贾尼尔
You will know that this is Ner
他带着他的这些军队
He's leading his army
从北方的约旦河以东的马哈念
From the northern Jordan, the Edom, the north, is to the Mahanaim
穿过约旦河
They go through the river Jordan
一直到离开耶路撒冷只有五迈的基遍那里去
All the way to the Gibeon, which is just about 5 miles from Jerusalem
你可以想象
You can imagine
这是明显的军事挑衅
And this is very obvious military challenge
Provoking 约雅
Joah
他是犹大的将军
He's the general of Judah
他是大元帅
And he is the main general, army general
他当然要保护刚刚才在希伯伦建立起的新国度。
Of course, he needs to protect the new kingdom that's just being established in Hebron.
所以他也带着他的军队到基遍来阻止贾尼尔的军队。
So therefore, he's also leading his army to try and stop the army of Ner.
你一定要记住这个背景。
And then you need to definitely remember this background.
这个不是两群年轻人在出去郊游碰到一起玩的。
This is not just a group of people like out for an outing and they just play together.
一般的人读这段圣经。
The people generally who read this part of the Bible.
常常忽略这个重要的事实。
Constantly they neglect this important fact.
很可能是因为我们对着亚撒黑穷追不舍有看法。
Probably because we have a point of view about Asahi pursuing non-stop.
也许我们一般都会同情弱者。
And some of us may be even feel sorry for this weak person.
可是圣经写这段圣经。
However, the Holy Spirit, when he's writing this part of the Bible,
其实是让我们知道。
Actually, is to allow us to know.
贾尼尔他以为大卫刚刚立国
Ner thinking that David has just set up his kingdom
他希望用武力用暴力可以阻止大卫成为全以色列的王
He was hoping to use violence to stop David from being the king of the whole Israel
当我们读这段圣经的时候
When we read this part of the Bible
你要知道
You have to know
亚撒黑一心的追赶
Asahel he's pursuing with his whole heart
是对的。
He's right in doing that.
但他错在哪里呢?
But where did he go wrong?
单独行动。
He did it single-handedly.
他如果等他的兄弟
If he had waited for his brothers,
一起去追
Together they would pursue.
他就不会有杀身之祸。
He would not have been killed.
你知道有些人他的腿快
You know, some people are more fleet-footed.
像亚撒黑
Like Asahel.
有些人脑筋快
Some people are very quick in their thinking.
这些腿快脑筋快的人
Those who are quick in their feet and in the brain
常常不肯等别人
Constantly are unwilling to wait for other people
他就自己一个人干
He'll just do it single-handedly or alone
你如果自己一个人干
If you try to do it alone
很可能你就会变成下一个亚撒黑
Very possibly you become the next Asahel
让魔鬼可以有机会陷害你
Giving the devil a chance and opportunity to kill, to cause you the harm.
我们千万不要单独行动。
So we definitely should not do it alone.
当你读这段圣经的时候
When you read this part of the Bible,
你发现写圣经的人他好像故意把这件事情的很多细节都描写下来。
As if this Bible writer deliberately wrote down many details in there.
其实他是要帮助我们认识贾尼尔这个人的内心。
In actuality, he's trying to help us to understand the inner heart of this person here.
让我们知道人的诡诈。
So that we know how deceitful men are.
因为如果你不仔细地看这些细节。
Because if you don't read these details carefully.
你会觉得贾尼尔
You'll feel that near.
他说的那些什么弟兄不要彼此伤害啊。
The things that he's saying that brothers should not harm each other.
好像他是一个爱慕和平的人。
As if he's like such a peace lover.
其实。
In actuality.
他可不是一个反对战争的人。
He's not one who objects to war.
是他开始带着军队去挑衅的。
He's the one who started leading the army to provoke them.
是他要求12个12个出来单打独斗的。
He's the one who asked for the 12 and 12 to come out and fight each other.
这就是为什么。
This is why.
在26节当贾尼尔讲那些属灵的高调。
When in verse 26, when Abner is saying all these spiritual high saying,
那些 slogan 啊
slogans,
到了27节
until verse 27,
约押根本不吃他那套
Joab did not take it all that he was saying.
他直接就揭穿了他的虚伪
Immediately, directly, he just opened up his scheme. He just detected his scheme.
当我们读第二章的这一段圣经的时候
When we read chapter 12, this part of the Bible,
你可以很清楚地看到
You can very clearly see
贾尼尔这个人
Near this person
他是非常知道
He clearly knows
耶和华的心意
The heart of the Lord Jehovah
是要让以色列国的王位给大卫的
It's to allow the throne of Israel nation to be given to David
他不只是知道
Not only did he know
他会讲给别人听
He was able to tell to other people
你读第三章的九到十节十七节到十八节
If you read in chapter 3 from verses 9 to 10 17 to 18
你很清楚地看到
You can clearly see
贾尼尔不但知道神的心意
Not only did Nair know about the heart of God
他还会讲给别人听
He was able to actually tell it to other people
但是呢
However
他却不尊重神的心意。
He did not respect the will of God.
他还想用武力来抵挡神的旨意。
He was also trying to use violence to resist God's will.
这是罪恶在我们生命中带来一个极可怕的地方。
This is an area that's most horrible being taken in, being led by sins.
他难道不知道
Did he not know?
凭他有的军队
With the armies that he has
想要抵挡神的旨意
Trying to resist God's will
注定失败的
Destined to fail
那为什么还要做这个傻事
Then why is he doing this silly act?
魔鬼
The devil
知不知道他有一天一定下地狱的
Did he not know that one day he will definitely go to hell?
知道不知道
Does he know?
知道魔鬼圣经比你还熟
The devil is more familiar with the Bible than you and I.
他当然知道他的结局
Of course he knows how he will end.
那他为什么还不悔改呢？
Then how is it that, why is it that he still does not repent?
你知道罪恶，叛逆的罪。
You know, the sins of rebellion.
让一个人是铁了心肠的拒绝神。
Cause a person to firm up his mind to resist and reject God.
这是非常可怕的事。
And this is a very horrible thing.
不管道理了。
Without any reason.
不管知不知道那个后果。
Regardless of whether he knows of the consequence.
当人叛逆神的时候。
When a person rebels against God.
人就是硬着颈项
Men just stiffen up their necks.
就去做那些明明知道没希望的坏事
They would definitely go and do the things that knowing that there is no hope, those strange things.
罪恶让人被扭曲
And sins cause a man to be twisted.
刚硬
And strong, a hard and stubborn.
疯狂
And crazy.
把自己的身体搞坏
And they actually destroy their own body.
把自己的前途搞坏。
And they actually destroy their own future.
然后还跟自己说。
And then tell themselves.
我就是想做嘛。
I just want to do it.
这在贾尼尔的身上。
And in there.
非常的明显。
It's very obvious.
对着你跟我今天。
Towards you and I today.
一个人知道了真理。
When a person knows the truth already.
却可以不接受真理。
But can refuse to accept the truth.
一个人可以讲真理给别人听。
A person who can tell and preach the truth to others.
他就可以不顺服真理。
But he himself cannot refuse to submit to the truth.
一个人甚至于可以找出一大堆的圣经高举真理。
And a person can even seek out a lot of Bible verses and exalt the truth.
但是他所找出来的真理不过都是为着自己的行为辩护。
But all the truth that he seeks out from the Bible was just to defend and justify himself for his own acts.
你知道贾尼尔最大的问题是什么?
You know what is the greatest problem of Nair?
就是他自己心里面想做王。
That is, in his own heart, he wanted to be king.
他希望什么事情都是在他的掌控之下。
He hopes that everything will be under his control.
他背叛神。
He rebelled against God.
今天你跟我
Today, you and I,
这是我们最大可怕的罪
This is our greatest problem
因为这样的罪
Because this kind of sin
至终一定带下的是死亡
In the end, it will lead to death
这样的罪
This kind of sins
让我们去做我们明明知道是错的事
Cause us to do things that we know obviously is wrong
求神怜悯我们。
We ask our God will give us mercy.
千万不要学贾尼尔。
We definitely not allow us to learn copy after Abner.
当贾尼尔发现用武力去抵挡大卫没用的时候
，When Abner find that his violence against David is useless,
他就想出第二招。
He thought of a second method.
他根据自己的需要
，According to his own needs,
他想出个办法来。寻求可以得到国度。
He come up with a method to seek and gain the kingdom.
你读第三章。
When you read chapter 3.
第一节那里告诉我们。
Verse 1 tells us.
大卫家日渐强盛。
The house of Saul becomes stronger and stronger.
大卫。
David.
House of David
grew stronger and stronger.
扫罗家日渐衰弱。
And the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker.
作者用了第二节到第五节
And the writer uses verses 2-5
来形容大卫怎么样的强盛
And to describe how David became stronger and stronger.
那这些经文对我们现代的人来讲没有什么太多意思
And these verses to us as modern day people, there are not too much meaning there.
什么娶了几个老婆
Like how many wives did he marry?
他生了几个孩子
How many sons did he have?
现代如果要说一个人
Now today, modern day, if you want to describe a person
说上帝祝福他的家
And to say that God bless his house
他家日渐强盛
That his house grew stronger and stronger
绝对不会有人这么写的
No one will write it this way
现代会怎么写呢
But why is it written this way then?
哇他买了很多地
Bought a lot of land
买了很多房子
So buy a lot of houses
赚了很多钱
Earn a lot of money
啊，很有名。
It's very famous.
很有地位。
Has a lot of positions.
因为这是现代人来看。一个什么叫做一个家更强盛
This is because this is how modern day people will view a successful or strong house.
在三千多年前的中东
In the Middle East over 3,000 years ago,
那个时候怎么形容一个君王很强盛呢
In those days, how did they describe a king as being very strong?
哦，就是他娶了很多老婆
Is that he married many wives?
还有很多小孩
He has many children.
当我读那些圣经的时候
When I read those verses in the Bible
其实我很替大卫难过
Actually, I really felt sorry for David
因为大卫在神赐福他的时候
Because David, when God blessed him
他忘记了生命记17章17节的话
He forgot the words in Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 17.
那里神对着作王的要求
Because there God has a requirement of being king.
就是不可以多娶老婆
Is that you cannot have many wives.
大卫忘记了
But David forgot about it.
其实你想一想
But think about it.
大卫后来许多的失败
But David later on of his many failures
大卫的家后来有许多的灾难
David has many tragedies in his household later on
都跟这个有关系
It's all related to this
今天你是没希望了
Today you have no hope
你想娶多几个也没有政府就不准
Even if you want to marry a few more wives the government will not allow you
但是今天有多少的人
But today, how many people?
你会想一些今天你不该想的事
You would think of some things that you should not be thinking about.
那个结果是什么呢
What is the result of that then?
也是会给你将来带来很多的痛苦
Will also bring a lot of sorrows for your future.
有的人想女人
Some people are thinking of women.
有的人想游戏
thinking, Some people are thinking of games
想到一个地步你伤害你的身体
And you think about it so much that your physical health is damaged
你伤害你的未来
You will be damaging your future
不知道你将来用什么能够弥补回来
But what, I don't know what you can use in future to compensate that
第六节到第十一节
From verses 6 to 11
是用来形容扫罗家的衰败。
It's talking about the deterioration of the house of Saul.
但是很特别的一点。
But there's a very special point there.
是在第六节描写扫罗家衰败的时候。
When it's in verse 6, when it's describing the deterioration of the house of Saul.
说扫罗家跟大卫家征战的时候，贾尼尔在扫罗家大有权势。
It says, during the war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner had been strengthening his own position in the house of Saul.
大有权势
is full of power and strengthening.
这个字和第一节大卫家日渐强势是一样的字。
This word is actually the same root word in the first verse when it said, the house of David grew stronger and stronger.
有一些英文版本
Some English versions,
把它翻作强大
Translated as to be strong and powerful.
贾尼尔在扫罗家强大
And that Abner is powerful and strong in the house of Saul.
到什么地步呢
To what extent then?
到一个地步他居然敢跟扫罗的妃子同房
That he actually was able to lay with the concubine of Saul.
这第七节告诉我们。
And verse 7 tells us that.
你知道那是什么意思吗
?And do you know what that means?
这在当时就是一个人宣告我有资格继承扫罗的王位。
That is like a person in those days declaring that I am qualified to inherit the throne of Saul.
你如果有兴趣你去查一下撒母耳记下16章。
If you're interested, you can go and study 2 Samuel chapter 16.
列王记上第二章。
First, 2 King chapter 2.
那里都有类似的一些记载。
And there are similar recordings there.
这就是为什么。
And this is why.
以斯波设虽然是一个傀儡。
Ish-bosheth, although he's a puppet.
他也是个糊涂蛋。
He's also very foolish.
但是他还没有笨到那个地步。
But he was not foolish to that extent.
当贾尼尔干出这样的事的时候，他会一无所知。
That when Amnon did such thing, he has no knowledge of it at all.
所以他才会提出来抗议。
So that's why he will raise it up to re-object.
可是当他抗议的时候呢
？However, when he objected,
这就把贾尼尔给惹毛了。
And he caused Abner to be very angry.
贾尼尔的强大变成了火大。
And Abner's strength, its power now becomes anger.
所以才有第九节到第十节他的结论。
Then you have the conclusion in verses 9 and 10.
我若不照着耶和华启示应许大卫的话行。
If I do not do what for David, what the Lord promised him to do on earth,
废去扫罗的位
to take away the Saul's position,
建立大卫的位
and transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul,
使他治理以色列和犹大
and so that he will govern from Judah from Dan,
从但到别示巴，愿神重重的降罚于我
from Dan to Beersheba, then may God deal with me severely.
注意看
pay attention.
贾尼尔这种人
This kind of person, Abner,
他可以利用上帝
He can use God.
他可以利用上帝所说过的话
He can use a word spoken by God.
一切都是为着他自己的好处
And all things are for the purpose of his own benefit.
以斯波设
Ish-bosheth,
碰到这种威胁
When he encountered such kind of threat,
气也不敢吭一声
He didn't even dare to utter a word.
他也没想一想自己应该做什么。
He didn't even think about what he should do.
或者是他认为他真的什么也做不了。
Maybe he truly thought that there's nothing that he can do.
贾尼尔不是因为敬畏耶和华而改变了他对大卫的态度。
Abner changed his attitude towards David, not because his fear of the Lord Jehovah.
他是出于政治的考量。
It was a political consideration.
他不是希望帮助大卫统一神的百姓。
He wasn't trying to help David to uniform the God's people.
他是希望在这个过程中他可以得到实际的利益。
He was actually hoping to benefit during this process.
对贾尼尔而言
To Abner,
伊斯波设既然不愿意跟他配合
Ish-bosheth, since he's not willing to work with him,
他当然就要想办法让大卫可以给他一些有利的地位。
Of course, he's trying to come up with, he needs to come up with a method so that David will give him a good position.
你看贾尼尔这个人所做的。
Look at the things that this person Abner did.
他所关心的不是神。
All that he cares for is not about God.
他所关心的不是神的见证。
He's not caring about God's testimony.
他关心的是他自己。
All he cares about is himself.
他引用圣经
He quoted from the Bible
他讲神的话
He preached God's words
都是为着支持他自己
All for to support himself
就连他后来支持大卫
Even later on when he supported David
也是为了他自己
It's also for himself
神的应许
God's promise
神的计划
God's plans
根本就不是他考虑的因素
Is actually totally not the element of his consideration
这就让我想起来在加拿大有一个故事。
This caused me to remember a story from Canada.
说在一个春天早春。
It talks about an early spring.
有两个年轻人到湖上去溜冰。
And two young people were trying to skate on the lake.
那年的春天暖得太快了。
But that year, the spring becomes warmer so soon.
所以他们溜冰玩一玩，有一个小孩就那个湖面的冰有一块地方裂了，一个洞就掉下去了。
So these two young people, when they're skating on there, in one area of the lake, there is a hole, and one young person fell in.
那另外那个年轻人看着他的朋友掉下去了，他赶快跳下去。
The other young person seeing that his friend fell in, he jumped in quickly.
然后拼了命把他朋友救起来。
Do his utmost to rescue his friend.
那当然旁边很多人看到也都过来帮忙。
Of course, there are other people nearby, they all come over to help.
就最后也把这个年轻人拉出来了。
Finally, they drag this young person out as well.
那其实很危险的。
Actually, it's very dangerous.
很可能两个人都会冻死的。
Very possibly both will be frozen to death.
不过因为他们动作很快。
But because of their their actions, which is so fast.
而且这两个很年轻，身体很好。
And they both very young and with good health.
所以两个被救起来了。
So both of them were saved.
有人就问这个救人的年轻人。
So somebody asked this young person who saved the others.
哇，你真的很了不起啊。
You are so brave. You're so good.
你冒着你生命的危险。
You risk your own life.
去救你的朋友啊。
To save your friend.
真是不错啊。
That is good.
那这个去救人的年轻人说什么呢
？This young person who saved the others, what did he say?
他穿了我的溜冰鞋。
He was wearing my skating shoes.
他不是真的要救他的朋友。
He was not really trying to save his friend.
我读新约圣经啊。
When I was reading the New Testament.
我好像看到一个人很像贾尼尔。
And as if I saw a person who was similar to Abner.
那是记载在《使徒行传》第八章。
And it's recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 8.
有一个行邪术的西门。
A person, Simon, he was carrying out, sorcery.
当腓力到撒玛利亚去的时候。
When, Philip go to Samaria.
西门不但相信并且受洗。
And Simon not only believed and he was baptized.
而且他还常常跟腓力在一起。
And he was constantly with Philip.
你知道这个是做门徒最基本的要求。
Because this is a very basic requirement of being a disciple.
你要做门徒。
To be a disciple.
你就要常常跟你的师父在一起的。
You constantly need to be with your master or teacher.
所以西门看起来好不好
?So Simon, does he not look good on the outside?
真的很好。
He looks like a good person, truly.
但是等到彼得、约翰来的时候。
However, when Peter and John came,
你发现。
You would discover.
他愿意付银子买能力。
He was willing to pay to them to buy power.
希望可以按手就让圣灵给到别人身上。
Hoping that as he places hands on other people, that the Holy Spirit will receive, will come on.
这就显出了他心里面真正所要的是什么。
Then this will reveal what is truly in his heart, what he wants.
他以前行邪术。
When he carried out sorcery,
他是很有地位的。
He had a high position.
人家是很尊敬他的。
People really respected him.
他现在信了耶稣。
Now that he has believed in Jesus,
他关心的是什么
?What does he care for?
他还是希望他有能力。
He was still hoping that he will have this power.
他还是希望他有地位。
He was still hoping that he will have this
position. 他所关心的还是他自己。
All that he cares about is still himself.
今天有很多人口口声声。
Today many people speak with their words.
要信仰纯正。
You have to have a pure faith.
今天有很多人说我要读圣经。
Many people today said I want to read the Bible.
我祷告。
I will pray.
我服侍。
I serve.
但你要问你自己。
But you have to ask yourself.
你的动机是什么
?What is the motive of your service?
你的动机不过是要利用上帝吗
?Is your motive just to use God?
你所关心的是神还是你的自己
?Is that all you care about? Is it God or yourself?
今天有多少人热心的服侍神
How many people today zealously serve God?
是要讨神喜欢呢
Are they trying to please God?
还是要满足自己呢
Or are they trying to satisfy themselves?
你们中间有很多人
Amongst you many people
神会大大的装备你们
God will greatly equip you
神会好好的训练你们
God will train you well
你们将来都是传道人。
And in future, you will all be preachers.
神会使用你们站在讲台上。
God will use you to stand on the pulpit.
不只在我们教会。
Not only in our church.
神会用你们到很多其他的教会。
God will send you to many other churches.
传讲神的话。
To preach God's words.
但是你要问你自己。
But you have to ask yourselves.
你关心什么
?What do you care about?
你在乎什么
What are you really concerned about?
你在乎能够清楚地传扬神的真理呢
?Do you care truly just to spread God's words clearly?
还是别人怎么看你
?Or how, is it about how other people will view you?
别人怎么尊重你
?How other people will respect you?
别人怎么喜欢你
?How other people will like you?
弟兄姐妹
,Brothers and sisters,
贾尼尔
,Abner,
不只是在大卫那个年代有
,Not only they exist in David's days,
今天在我们周围也有不少贾尼尔。
Today, around us, there are many, many Abners.
什么叫做加尼尔？
What is an Abner then?
加尼尔就是一个以自我为中心的人。
Abner is a person who's self-centered.
没有原则。
No principle.
他可以讲圣经。
He can talk about the Bible.
他可以服侍。
He can serve.
但他所关心的是他自己。
But all that he cares about is himself.
贾尼尔不但今天在我们的周围。
Abner not only is all around us today.
坦白告诉你。
Candidly speaking.
我们自己。
We ourselves.
也有可能变成贾尼尔。
May be very possible that we will become an Abner ourselves.
求神怜悯我们。
We ask our God to have mercy on us.
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？《活在耶稣里》事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。